Thank you, Pastor Paul. Hello, everyone. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Yes. Good morning. It is a joy and a privilege again to be here with you, praising together our Almighty God and Father. So thank you, Pastor Paul, for having me. Today, I thank you for the trust and the confidence to have me here speaking to God's people. My message would be a little bit all over the place, but I want you to get to know my family a little bit, so I'll be presenting a couple pictures of my family, how it's standing today, and also what the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada is all about around the world when it comes to reaching, planting, equipping, and caring. I'll be giving you an example of a life transformed in Guatemala in each one of the cases. Ruth and I are already empty nest. I don't know if we can start rolling the... I can sense the sound a little high, is it not? I cannot get too excited with high volume. But you can see our family, already empty nest, but thought of sharing some pictures so that you would know who we are and possibly on your prayer time, remember us in prayer. We are 36 years married last May. We celebrated and we're very happy together. My wife is saying that she is willing to give it a try for another 36, so I'm good. I'm safe. Today, she's not with me. She usually travels with me, but today I gave her the day off. Actually, we came for the wedding of our youngest daughter, and so they are in an activity with future in-laws, and it is wonderful. But on our next slide, we can see Raquel, our firstborn, up at the top, married with Goran in 2003. Then we can see Ruthie. Ruthie, our middle daughter, is happily committed to raise a blended family with Greg and his three children. I don't know if Greg is here today. They live in the Orangeville area. So maybe you'll see them around. And also Sarah, that is marrying Denny Melagos in June the 22nd. We pray that this morning our 15-20-minute report will exalt the name of our Lord and will prompt you to go out into your own mission field, expressing God's love in practical ways. So, great drama. By the kids, great singing, and it just tells us how to practice love in some ways. So our Bible text for this morning, we can find it in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. Verse 10, the whole book is wonderful, Ephesians, and even the chapter 2, very spiritual letter. But this is what the Bible text says to us, that we are God's workmanship. Go figure. Created in Christ Jesus with a purpose for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. May God open our minds and creativity within us and show us where in our community we can bless a life, one person at a time. So, Pastor, before I get into my report, board, congregation, thank you for inviting us to share our passion for ministry. We are global workers with the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada, and we are dedicated to serve our God in the country of Guatemala for the past 21 years. In a good year's work, God's wonderful grace, next slide, please. Next slide. Yes. God's grace allows us to administer Child Care Plus. That is the sponsorship program for the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada. I remember about 6 years ago, we were given the joy of administering such wonderful program with 180 children being sponsored in Guatemala. Today, because every 2 years we come and speak of the kids' good stories and bad stories as well, coming full circle, and now the teachers, after investing in Guatemala for the past 25 years in the education of the kids, many of them are now the pastors at the churches that we work with, are the teachers, the administrators, and we are excited. Every time we come, we say stories about them. And the program in Guatemala is today, praise God, blessing 530 children. So, praise God, it has tripled. Praise God. Yes, for sure. Next slide, please. Yes. The story of Andy, you may be seeing some familiar faces through my PowerPoint presentation. The program would have rescued Andy from a tougher life, for sure. Now, Andy is one little guy that is going through junior high and is preparing to go to a trade school, the William Cornelius. We're still not on that one slide, but you can leave it there. I can continue speaking about Andy. Andy is living with his grandma. She's a single lady and taking care of him. It's an area where you friends have built a church that is actually growing very nicely. It's pastored by a lady that has a call to missions. But apparently it seems like her mission, it's right there. She was thinking overseas. She was thinking going far. But actually, she's being very effective right where she is. And so she's a pastor of this grandma of Andy. A couple years ago, Andy's dad, that doesn't live with them, but in the country somewhere, was upset for some reason to get Andy away from the Child Care Plus supported school. And well, we cannot do anything against the parents' will. But eventually, he left Andy again stranded without proper education. Grandma rescued him and came back to me and asked me if we can take Andy again. I had to come back to Paul and his lovely wife, Chris. Would you take Andy again? And they said, yes, we would continue. So I'm happy to see Andy enrolled in the program for already 6 years and doing well. So we teach at the School of Evangelists, and we have a good story. On the next slide, we can see Pastor Samuel, that we also built a church for his growing congregation, was part of the School of Evangelists, mature friends, mature friends that do have a call to do evangelism and church planting. Okay, yes, we host short-term ministry teams that help us to evangelize at public and private schools. You see some familiar faces. No tocar pecado, that's do not touch sin. And we have this fellow friend here doing the part of Jesus. Wonderful. Thank you for your investment in Guatemala. And the next one, we can see that we also host medical teams that provide. Well, back on the ministry side, your team was sharing. And believe it or not, yes, students were or do pay attention and are appreciative. Go on a couple more. Task force. Oh. Ministry teams. Yes, we do some beach ministry as well. Ministry is also about enjoying life and God's nature, I guess. Never seen John's belly before. There it is. Next. Medical teams, that is. These medical teams provide for the dental needs, vitamins, and general checkups of the children enrolled in the Child Care Plus program. Next, please. We were able to minister in hospitals with your team as well. That's why I'm telling you we're all over the place with what teams do sometimes. We do have task force construction teams as well that help us with the maintenance of the 15 Child Care Plus supported schools, building parsonages, and churches. Thank you very much. Next, please. Yes, as the building was going on, our last day of work with your team back in March, beginning of February. So that was the service on the last day of work. Already you can see the structure in its place and a thankful congregation expressing themselves. Next slide, please. So we transform kind of a shacky, church buildings built with recycling material. This is a church that you friends also helped me disassemble and build something more formal. Next slide, please. Yes, that's the church building now. The local congregation is growing bounds and leaps. Praise God. That's your investment, friends. That's your investment. The church has already grown into an area. They have built more. Just last year, we built 3 Sunday school rooms, and the church was so encouraged that they were able to build more to on top of the 3 Sunday school rooms, and your offering is going to put tin roof over the second story, actually 4 more Sunday school rooms. Next, please. Just to build the William Cornelius Vocational Training Center has taken 75 work teams, most from our PAOC churches across Canada. You are part as you guys come. Let's see a little bit more of the William Cornelius. Yes, we did visit William Cornelius. Even from, way back when we were all younger. So, friends, next slide, please. See what we have. In the next 15 minutes, I want to reflect on the PAOC Missions Annual Report. I don't know if you've ever seen this. This is pretty new. It's the 2018 International Missions, and it's just giving us a little bit of a glimpse of what our mission that we are part of in fellowship is doing around the world in these four areas. I'll be bringing an example of what we do in Guatemala and in every one of these areas, a brief life story for each, concluding with what we do most, that is caring through Childcare Plus. So the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada invested over $17 million last year in taking the good news around the world through 345 global workers and over 100 national partners in 77 countries that enhanced our global impact. As our national director or executive director for international missions puts it, these numbers are not just statistics. They represent real people. I'm going to talk to you about the ones cases in Guatemala whose lives have been impacted by God's kingdom because you cared enough to give for the betterment of others. Your missions dollars going out into the world, in your community, in your country, in your world. So thank you very much. Impacting God's, by God's kingdom because you cared enough to give for the betterment of others. You love your neighbors as you would have loved yourself had you lived in their shoes. The stories behind the numbers are about people who have met Jesus for the first time, who have been set free from bondage to all kinds of things that once entrapped them, who work hard to work resilient and wholesome lives for their families. They are about people who seek to empower themselves through education, community participation, and spiritual development as they worship their Creator. They are mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, extreme poor and poor, old and young, and all are value members of the global God's family. As your ambassadors or representatives in Guatemala, we are reaching people with the good news. They have little or no access to the gospel. We are committed to bring the message of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Let's meet Clyde. Next slide, please. In the program since 2003, when the Child Care Plus supported school opened in the small town of Livingston. You can Google it. And it's in the Caribbean side, coast of Guatemala, only reached by water. An honor student of the first graduating class furthered his studies in the field of computers and is now giving back to his community as the computer teacher at the Child Care Plus school where he graduated. He's also well-versed in English language and helps with ministry teams and translates for individuals. His mother has come to receive Jesus in her heart and serves in church. That is Clyde. I'm excited to see Clyde. This is a computer that we brought used and refurbished from the William Cornelius and set up computer lab in the little town of Livingston. Next slide, please. Meet Pastor Wilbur when we talk about planting so briefly. As we assist in multiplying communities of Jesus followers, we have consistently helped with establishing locally led, self-sustaining and missional churches. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, these churches transform people and communities, one person at a time. We support, on your behalf, the local pastors with church planting ministries with a successful local input. Pastor Wilbur is in a little town of Osuna. We were there with your team in the skirts of the Fuego volcano. What was that? Fuego. Fuego means fire. And that's the name of the volcano that erupted and affected many families last June, already a year, killing more than 250 people. In the town of San Andres Osuna, 12,000 inhabitants, originally a coffee farm in the early 1900s, looks today like it has not seen progress for the past 100 years. Education has been deprived to most. Oh, there's a volcano at the back. Not this little hill, but the one at the back smoking. I think that, yeah, that picture may have been taken by one of your team members. So Pastor Wilbur has a good vision, has a heart for his community, and we're there helping him. Your church allowed us to, to enlarge, help Wilbur, Pastor Wilbur to enlarge his building. On the next slide, yes, Wilbur's family. Next slide, let's see what do we have. We can see Pastor Wilbur has grace, God's grace in the community, and is able to gather crowds of young people and the students in the public system. So this is good to see a congregation that is out to help the community with on finding ways on how to provide for their needs. Next, please. This is the church in Osuna. You notice the blue part at the very back. This is kind of a new picture for the team, because since we put the roof, that's a finished roof, by the way, a picture that I was not able to share with you before, but the little blue section is the width of the older church, and so we help them with doubling the size, and they work with the stage, enlarging the stage and putting a new concrete pad on the other part of their church building. So I'm happy we are partnering with this pastor. Next picture, please. So on equipping, the rapid expansion of the church has led to an acute need for disciple, spirit-filled, and equipped leaders to serve the church. We are partnering with the indigenous mission of the Assemblies of God to train local credential holders with a strong call to evangelism. Presently, full-time out in the field, they are already impacting and growing the kingdom. And as we equip leaders, we support the future of the global church, which is sending its own missionaries into areas inaccessible to to Western global workers. So meet one of those graduates on the next, or before we go on to the next, on this one, that's the teacher staff. So you have evangelists in there already with a congregation, checking their email for sure. We have pastors and teachers of today. As a way of a joke, okay, I have to explain because sometimes with my language barrier of not communicating the greatest in the English language, I have to, give you some advance notice. I'm going to make a joke now. But the guy to the far right, so we have evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and an apostle. Okay, that's Apostle Reverend Hector Aragon. From the Greek apostolos, that is sent ones. I've been sent by you guys, so from now on, would you be so kind to refer to your servant as an apostle? Not as an opossum, but as an apostle. Next, please. So, Hector is the smaller guy in the picture. They both have come, actually, the three of them, even me, have come from a life of drugs and also gangs. The Hector, I already like the guy for his name, for sure. He showed me his tattoos all over the place. He was related to one of the fiercest gangs in the area where he lives when he received Christ. And his life has been changed, as it has mine, for sure, God's grace. These two come from a world of drugs and gangs. Hector is all tattooed, sign that was an active member. He testifies he killed a few people in his busy endeavor to find meaning and acceptance. Thank God we don't have to be killing people to find meaning and acceptance here in Canada. We can receive Jesus in our hearts, him reign and be Lord in us, and find meaning and acceptance as I did Hector. Hector was unable to afford schooling. He felt a deep call to serve. And this year, we were able to invest in his training and is now pastoring a growing congregation in the Coban area in the mid-northern part of Guatemala. Investing in leaders today multiplies kingdom impact tomorrow. And last but not least, the next... we're almost done. Three more stories on what we do more. That is caring. Pampering pastors' wives. We'll show you briefly what we do. Relief work that we've done with some funds that we receive for the victims of the volcano eruption. And wrapping it up with some childcare plus quickly. So, that's what we do most. On our next slide, our Heavenly Father care for people is demonstrated in the life and work of Jesus. As Christians, you and I, we have a call to respond to human need with compassion. Could you think of areas in your neighborhood or workplace, school, where you can show compassion? This is the purpose of Well, my prayer of being here is encouraging you to act on compassion. You don't have to be saying the name that you are a Christian or the name of God, of Jesus loudly. But just be loving, be compassionate in the name of Jesus. So we care for ladies. This lady is the leader of a good chunk of pastors' ladies. Actually, all the pastors' wives of the 2,000 pastors and congregations across the land, we work with her in the health aspect. Teams, as this one in the picture from Manitoulin, mostly ladies, came to do pampering to the pastors' wives, but also brought money to do a pap test to each one of 200 and plus pastors' wives. For the past 15 years, we have hosted twice a year ladies' teams from our Canadian supporting churches that have come with the resources to bless these dear ladies with not only the transport, lunch, and pampering, with tender, loving care, but also the providing, as I mentioned it, the pap test, the Papa Nicolau, whatever you may call it. Only to find out, she was encouraged. Somebody caring encouraged her a number of years ago and paid for a pap test to be done, only to find out she had cancer at the beginning stages that she was soon taking care of. And she wants all the pastor's wives to be periodically checked and stay in a healthy body so that they can minister to other ladies and encouraging all the ladies in their communities to be healthy and ministering. Next, please, see what. On the caring side, we were able to bless 33 families from December, January, families that were affected, more than affected by the volcano eruption and situation, help with their poverty as they were permanently living with plastic over the roofs because the tin gets all rusted because of the constant ash fall, and we're not able to buy one piece of tin to fix it. So we blessed 33 families with 10 pieces of tin, and all done in the name of Jesus. Let's see the next slide, please. Yeah. You would think that they are tenting, but no. That's their permanent living. And it is wonderful to go back to Osuna and see not only these 33 families blessed with new roofs, but also see the actual church building with a brand new roof as well, and double in size. Thank you very much. Next, Childcare Plus. And this is my last couple words. The ministry we have, friends, brings us face to face with hope when we're dealing with children and their education. But not only hope, but also great need. We would not be doing what we do unless we saw how lives are being transformed and that every day we can see hope in the eyes of children. Child Care Plus, this wonderful sponsorship program, is the way that we are able to see how the gifts that are given here in Canada impact children's lives. In Guatemala, if every child went to school, had enough food to eat, and basic opportunities to succeed, I would not need to be here today speaking on their behalf. My wife and I represent today the fathers. As pastors Paul and Chris sponsor child, and as our fellow Clyde working, giving back to his community, each child in need of a sponsor whose profiles I brought today have a similar story of need and needs to be matched with someone here today. Yes, there is a waiting list of kids in need. Talk to us at the back. It is our mission to have some of these children sponsored today. Just out in the lobby is a table with pictures, children from the program we administered, each with names, stories of why they need your help today. Open up the profiles, read the children's stories, and get to know why they are in need. Don't walk away or sleep over it. And do something right now to heal children like Clyde. We will be so blessed to match you with a child in need today. So I'll be at the lobby, and I'll be very happy to say hello to a number of you. I certainly hope, feel through the report a little bit of a sense of belonging, because you people have been investing a good chunk of your missions dollars, not only in Guatemala, but other parts of the world. And the Lord has taken those resources and multiplying them to your credit. God bless you abundantly. Thank you, Pastor Paul.